That was seriously one of the best iReport segments I've ever seen. So a big thanks to the Coronado Quartet for an awesome introduction on this Friday. I'm Carl Azuz. We've got a lot to talk about today. Current events, cultural events, even a couture event. We're starting with a political crisis. A leader who says he's doing what's best for his country. Some of his people accusing him of having too much power. The streets filled with protests and violence. It's happening in a country that's seen this before. In fact, less than 2 years ago, Egypt. This was the scene in Cairo on Tuesday. People who support President Mohamed Morsi and people who are against him fighting right outside the presidential palace. At least 6 people were killed. More than 670 were wounded. In a speech yesterday, President Morsi spoke out against the violence and said the people responsible will be punished. Military tanks in the streets of Cairo are just one sign the tension is not going away. Next up, we're moving to Asia and focusing on North Korea. The country says that sometime between December 10th and 22nd, it's planning to launch a rocket. And the North Korean government claims that the rocket is for science and research purposes. The thing is, if this launch happens, it would involve the same technology that would be used to launch a ballistic missile. It would also violate a pair of resolutions from the UN Security Council. The U.S. has spoken out against this launch plan. It's also keeping an eye on it. Experts say this satellite image shows increased activity at the North Korean launch pad. Let's bring it back to the U.S. and head to Washington, D.C. President Obama and U.S. House Speaker John Boehner talked on the phone Wednesday. If you've been watching our show, you probably know what they were talking about. The fiscal cliff. Negotiations about this cliff and any deal to avoid it involve 2 main things, taxes and government spending. Today, Jessica Yellen looks at one of those and compares the plans from the 2 sides in the debate.
In the new year, taxes go up on everyone unless Washington takes action. But the government needs more money. President Obama wants to get some of it from the top 2% of wage earners. He wants to raise their tax rate and limit how much they can deduct. The White House says this will bring in $1.6 trillion over 10 years. Republicans say they'll agree to bring in more money, but not by raising tax rates. In fact, they want to lower tax rates for everyone. Instead, they'd raise money only by limiting deductions and closing loopholes. Speaker Boehner says this will raise $800 billion over 10 years.